Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Pass for Pacioli, broken up by Sterling Brown. A double play ball! Violent finish!
Oh, what a weekend it was! What a weekend it was. Man, oh man, oh man. As the Milwaukee Bucks put an emphatic yes on the Detroit Pistons and on their arrival into this year's postseason. And the Bucks, I'm sticking with it. Bucks in four. Bucks in four. Do you think I'm wrong? Bucks in four. How do you not think I'm wrong? Or how do you not think that the Bucks aren't going to win this thing in four? I mean, maybe on the road they lose one, but Blake Griffin out for the remainder of the series. This ain't happening. This ain't happening. Andre Drummond is not carrying this team. It's over. Barring a big injury, it's over. It's done. Looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's see here. Let's get to the phone calls. How you feeling about this Bucks team? Tim and Colin and everybody on hold, glad to have you on board. Let's go, Colin. Colin in Fall Creek. Colin, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
I'm doing good, Bill. How about you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
I was a little bit surprised yesterday for a couple reasons. One, obviously, the Bucks blowing out the Pistons. Even at an 8 seed in the NBA, I just don't think that a professional basketball team should lay that big. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. My biggest concern was the crowd yesterday. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but they put that TV camera around the entire arena.
Mm-hmm.
Seats open everywhere. The crowd was, it was like you were at a funeral. I was ready to turn the TV on, wait for the speakers to get blown out, and it was like you were sitting at a funeral. I went to the game last weekend, actually, and I would say that crowd was probably louder then than it was yesterday for the first playoff game we've had at Pfizer ever. This is the best team, obviously, that we've seen in a long time from the Bucks, and I'm just surprised that the crowd wasn't quite behind it like I thought they would be. Obviously, when you're up by 40 points, there's probably not a whole lot to cheer about, and it probably was, to some degree, kind of a boring game. But at the same time, we have a home playoff game, NBA, that the Bucks are here and ready to play.
I was excited. Look, appreciate the phone call. Now, Joe, we talked about this a little bit earlier. You were there. And you said it sounded like a good crowd. Maybe just on TV it doesn't play well, I guess.
Well,
it sounded like it was a good crowd to me when I was there. I mean, it was like it was nice. I was fired up.
This is the first thing. A lot of people are new to this stadium, and one of the big things people like to do is walk around the concourse, because believe me, there is a lot of stuff to see. A lot of people want to go up to the Panoramic Club all the way up top where you get a really cool view of the city. And one of the biggest misconceptions is when you're watching a Bucks game, especially coming out of halftime, you're going to see a lot of empty seats because people are up and about and they're trying to see what they want. They're trying to get more food. If you see that and you think, oh my God, there's no one at the game, just it's not true at all. It was a full house last night. I mean, I was looking all over the upper deck, the lower deck, the lower bowl. It was full. It was a full house. And I thought the crowd was with it for the majority of the game. I think once they took Giannis out of the game towards the end of the third quarter, that's when it started to quiet down a little bit, and then that's when people started to slowly leave. But I thought the atmosphere and everything to it was great last night. So I don't there's really not much to complain about.
855-830-8648. If you were there at the Pfizer, and judging by many of you on Facebook, you were there. I want to know what your thoughts were about the building and inside that place. If that has truly become, remember, years ago, 99, 2000, 2001, Ted Davis dubbed it the Fortress on 4th Street. It was deafening. Was it that way yesterday, specifically in the beginning of that game, and then when Giannis hit that big dunk and it got fouled, went to the charity stripe, that place seemed to erupt. Was it that way yesterday? Is, for those that remember, is it as good as what the Bradley Center used to bring? 855-830-864. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, how you doing, buddy? What's going on, man?
Billy, I was there. I missed you by Gino. Either.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't get over there early enough. We stayed for the end of the Wave game and actually got a chance to hang out there a little while and then headed straight over.
Man, the weather was just a crap spectacular show, Billy. God, it's insane. Even walking all the icy sidewalks is crazy. But, you know, it's my first play in the game ever, so I really can't say. But I want to get back to your original question of, you know, I'll take boring. I want them to win by 30 every night because – no, this is the NBA, man. Anybody can beat anybody anytime, barring an injury, something crazy happens. I'm just saying.
Yep.
You know, I'll take the 30-point win. I don't want the nail-biter, the 4-point game with Detroit on Wednesday night. We were there with 2 minutes left, and it's 98-94. I don't want that. I want 118-94 with 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how boring it is, Bill. Because the boring it is, the easier it is to get up and get out of there and get home, too, as well, and beat the traffic. So I'm not spoiled like the rest of these guys. I went through the 80s when the Bucks were in the Eastern Conference Finals every year and never win a title. So I'll take boring. Just my opinion, Bill.
Yep. But no, I completely agree.
Talk to you soon. Are you going to be down there Wednesday?
Could be down there Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Where are you going
to
be? Where are you going to be at, buddy?
Not sure yet. Not sure yet. I'm getting my tickets here in the next probably in the next 24, 48 hours, but I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, buddy. See ya. There you go. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. Adam, listening to us in Milwaukee. Adam, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's happening?
Hey, I was at the game last night. I watched the whole house, but it might have looked dead because everybody had the matching T-shirt. So it might have just looked like empty seats because everyone had on the same T-shirt.
Right. No, there was some empty seats down low. I appreciate the phone call. There were some empty seats down low, but as Joe said, there's a lot to do. The thing about it was when you saw an empty seat, you're like, oh man, like two or three seats behind the bench are empty. Then you look over 20 minutes later and there's people there. And then you look back and then you say, okay, this group is gone. Well, that's because they're probably up walking around enjoying one of the microbrews or their eateries, or maybe they're walking up to the Panoramic Club that everybody wants to go see. I mean, it was a tremendous vision up there with all the snow falling in the city of Milwaukee yesterday. I saw a ton of people up there taking pictures. So it might have been a lot of people's first time. I mean, you've probably been to the Pfizer. Maybe you haven't. They wanted to get up and take a whole look around. But there was a lot of people there yesterday. It was a good crowd. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Do not forget that Wednesday Night Live is back again this year. Going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. It is free of charge. I think it's like $6 to park your car. Motorcyclist, you are free. Come on in last Wednesday in May, and then it goes all throughout the summer. Cannot wait. Wednesday Night Live at the Budweiser Pavilion, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's go to Daniel, listening to us in Green Bay. Daniel, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I mean, anyone who calls your show and is contemplating, is questioning the fact that just the energy of the crowd, I just have to raise my eyebrows and question it. I thought you know, hit it on the head perfectly. I mean, I was down there for just one game. Well, no, two games, but the Golden State game, and that was my first time there. So, I mean, it's a beautiful facility, as you guys know. I mean, yeah, there's so much stuff to do, and even being at the Bradley Center a few years ago when they played Toronto, I mean, that place was electric.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact now that we have this new arena, the team is the best team in the NBA. why would you not want to go to the game? So, I mean, anyone who says that, it's like, come on. I mean, this is what Bucks fans have been waiting for. So, I'll shut up and listen. Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Well, and the other thing, too, is with this stadium and it's how it's constructed, it's an open-air concourse.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, from what I heard from the crowd last night, it was pretty electric. Maybe if you closed up the open-air concourse, maybe it's even louder than that. So I think some of the noise gets taken out. But even when I was walking to get food right before tip, and when they were introducing the starting lineups, you could still hear that strong energy. Maybe it's just a little bit stronger if it's enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how else to defend the crowd last night.
No, I thought it was a good crowd.
I thought altogether it was great.
I thought it was a good crowd. I just want perspective. Again, I get it because I was a part of that crowd, and I was sitting on the floor for the playoff series back, in 2000, 1999, 2000, 2001. I understand it. I understand where you're coming from. But I thought that crowd was good. It's unfortunate or fortunate, depending on how you look at it, that it was just a big-time blowout. 855-830-8648. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. Want to hear more of your thoughts. Do you believe this series is done? It's 4 and home for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yay, nay, or indifferent. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels show after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bucks get a big blowout win, destroy the Pistons. Now, during the broadcast yesterday, they were talking about the Pistons practicing here in Milwaukee. And originally we were being told that the Pistons were going back to Detroit. Joe, did you find out after the game if the Pistons were heading back to Detroit or they were staying here?
They're going back to Detroit.
See, that's what I thought.
They're already back in Detroit, which, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just stupid that we have to wait till Wednesday for game two.
I do too.
Game two should be tomorrow. Let's just move on. But I mean, if that's what the Pistons want to do, that's what the Pistons want to do. It's only like a 45-minute flight to Detroit.
Yep. No, I completely agree. I'm not a fan of the dragging out this, obviously, but nevertheless the NBA wants to do their big 40 games and 40 nights thing and get everybody all geeked up about this, but it just doesn't play well. Every other sports league plays all their games within the same couple of days. I don't understand why they want to drag this thing out, but who am I to say? I guess let's be honest. We all know it's about the money, right? It's all about the money. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin beyond the borders. Erectile dysfunction, they have a 98% success rate at treating. So why are you not calling them? Seriously, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. And if you're tired, if you're sluggish, if you're moody, you have the brain fog, you're not quite sure about your stamina, you don't feel like getting up and working out and doing anything, well, maybe it's low T. If you're over the age of 30, also call. Get your numbers checked. It's that simple. And in addition to that, it doesn't matter your age at all. If you want to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program, they have a terrific program to get you on. And all you got to do is dedicate yourself a little bit. I went back on this thing a couple of weeks ago. And in 2 weeks, I'm down 11 pounds. Now, granted, I actually work out and I do some biking. And Sherry bought me a Peloton for Christmas. And I'm back to lifting weights and stuff. But I thought, you know what? I'm sitting at about 272. And I'd like to lose like 35 pounds. I'd like to get 20 pounds less than what I was when I was in high school. And so I started doing it. I just one day just woke up and said enough. And I'm going to try it again. So I'm doing that again. So I'm back on that program. And it's working and it's fantastic. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. Talking of Bucks basketball, back at it. Let's go to Joe listening to us in Milwaukee. Joe, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this next game on Wednesday, but I'm more excited about seeing Pau Gasol tonight on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour.
That's awesome. I'm pretty jacked about Wednesday myself. Hey, actually,
travel day from D.C. and a couple of canceled flights yesterday and a motor coach bus getting me to the iServe at 5 p.m. What a great game I got a chance to see last night. I'm a season ticket holder. We have seats up in 221, row 3. I've been listening for the past, like, half hour, and I'm going to agree with yourself and some of the callers who state that it's kind of unfair to judge crowd noise when the gyms are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Venues are nowhere near the same. I've been a season ticket holder for the last 15 years. I believe it was a great crowd yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a Game 7 2001 against Charlotte victory, you know, odd crowd, but it was definitely a good crowd. And I'm hoping that happens for Wednesday night. As for finding empty seats, I was actually looking for empty seats last night just because I'm looking at StubHub and buying, you know, friends are buying seats for upcoming games.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see, I noticed empty seats in groups of like fours and sixes, and I only noticed it because they still had T-shirts folded over them that nobody had put on or stolen, which
right.
is a good thing. So I saw some empty seats as a whole, great game, and I think we should be fired up for this team to go further and possibly get to the finals and win one.
No, I would agree. I appreciate the phone call. I'm excited that this team, like I said all along, I think this team is going to win it in four and then kind of go on from there. But I've been excited about this team for quite some time. And I've been saying, just enjoy the ride. You know what I mean? Just enjoy the ride, because we haven't seen this in a long time. We haven't been able to experience this in a long time. I'm excited about this. And there is something to be said for people that just want to get it over with. Okay, just get on to the next round. I understand it. But there is also something to be said for, you haven't been here in a while. You haven't earned you don't have championships. You haven't earned the right to just say, let's move on, which is why I keep telling people, just enjoy it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy what's kind of unfolding before your very eyes, and appreciate what you have in a true superstar. Because as they were saying yesterday, and I heard part of the broadcast, I DVR'd the game, that look, both guys. I don't even know who was broadcasting the game yesterday. I can't remember. But both guys said Giannis is the MVP. And for the same reasons I've been saying all along, look, James Harden had a tremendous season. There's no doubt about that. But what the expectations were coming into the season, get near the top four, top five, get yourself a first-round win. Well, they have the best record in the NBA. They're going to get out of the first round. And now they're expected to get the Eastern Conference Finals. And they did it on the back of one of the, if not the best player in the NBA. He's fantastic. And you're not appreciating all of his skills. I'm not a big fan of Giannis continually shooting from the outside. But in a game like yesterday, go ahead and take as many shots as you want. But because his game was, we all know, is inside. But if he ever does develop a good three-point jumper, he's unstoppable. There's nothing you can do to Giannis that's ever going to stop him from scoring.
I have breaking news.
Okay, you've been looking perplexed over there for the last minute, so what's up?
Okay, get a load of this one.
Yeah.
This is from Lance Allen. Sources telling him that Sam and Joey Hauser have decided to leave the Marquette program and enter the NCAA transfer portal process.
Wow. This is after Marcus Howard has said he's coming back.
Yeah, Marcus Howard coming back, but Sam and Joey Hauser are transferring out of Marquette.
Are leaving Marquette. That's big. That's big. Now you got to wonder why.
You know, so many guys.
And where are they going to go?
Look, so many guys, ever since Wojo took over, so many guys have transferred out, and it's like there's been one reason or another, and it's not really been because of Wojo. I don't know, man. That does not sit right with me.
Mm-mm.
That does not sit right with me. That's big news. Why would they transfer?
Yeah, that's big news for Marquette. A big blow to that program.
Jeez.
Don't know.
Oh, man.
Don't know. Well, that's interesting. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. give us a shout. 855-830-8648. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, Notre Dame? Now, not the college, but the actual Notre Dame in Paris on fire? Just saw that come across one of the official Twitter feeds of some of the news reporters 13 minutes ago. Boy, I'd hate to see anything happen to actual Notre Dame. Oof. Beautiful, beautiful place.
I can't believe this with the Hauser brothers leaving Marquette. I just don't. I do not understand this at all.
You didn't think it was. I thought the whole band was going to be back together, and they would be the best team in the Big East, and they would advance next year in the tournament.
How can this like not be because of Wojo? This has to do with Wojo.
Mm-hmm. You would certainly think.
And for a guy now that's been running this basketball program for, 5 years? And the lack of success you've been getting out of it, and now these two guys, your top recruits, are leaving? Hey, if I'm the Wisconsin Badgers, maybe I try to convince the Hauser brothers to come to Wisconsin.
Maybe that's where they're going.
Hey, Greg Gard. Do what you got to do with recruiting and see if you can get them there.
Yeah. Maybe that's
unbelievable.
Where they're going.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe they decided to say, hey, we're going to go the opposite direction. Boy, that's big news. That's big news. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Real quick, let's go to Steve on the South Side. Steve, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Yeah, my thought on this transfer thing.
Yeah.
If the Hauser guys have any visions of playing pro ball, they probably aren't going to want to play in the Marcus Howard show again next year. They're probably going to want to go somewhere where they can get the ball.
Well, that and the fact that you better play better basketball. You know, I mean, look, if there were games in which Marcus Howard had to take over because nobody else was hitting their shots consistently, and there's other things that you have to do. So if you're going to better your game, then, you know, look, you can shine anywhere. People that are talented shine anywhere. So it doesn't matter who's above you. And put it this way, and also high tide raises all ships. If Marcus Howard is going to give you a lot of national attention because he could possibly be the player of the year next year, then you're going to get a lot of eyes on you as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I still think that their style of ball is probably more team-oriented.
Yeah.
And, you know, Marcus Howard shot 50% from three 2 years ago. Last year he shot 40%.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he was scoring.
He also took a lot more shots.
Too much, but he was shooting a lot more to get it.
Right.
So, right. You know, I think it's a matter of, hey, there's only one basketball. And Marcus Howard wasn't exactly sharing it.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
I think that's part of the problem.
All right. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board.
Joey Hauser put out on his Twitter account, he says, I want to thank everyone involved with the Marquette basketball program and at Marquette University for providing me with the opportunity to represent them. I have built lifelong relationships with so many people here, and I am very grateful for everything. This has been a difficult decision, but I have made the choice to transfer from Marquette and continue my college basketball career elsewhere. Thank you for everything, Marquette.
That's big.
This has been a difficult decision. And Joey Hauser was going to be a starter even after Marcus Howard left. I mean, he kind of had it made there. This is really strange. It's really strange, and I don't know. I'm really starting to question Wojo. I really am, whether or not he's right for this program. I mean, he's been able to bring in recruits like the Hauser brothers, mm-hmm. like Henry Ellenson, but where is it? I mean, I just can't believe that.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Also, when we come back, we're going to go inside the Bucks locker room after that big win yesterday. Let's get inside and hear some of the guys inside that locker room. A reminder, coming up tonight on this very wavelength on many of these same stations, you're going to hear the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. I'm really looking forward to it. Pau Gasol coming up tonight. Going to be joining myself. Also going to be out there with Steve Novak at Rare Milwaukee. It is a new steakhouse. It's been in business a little while. I mean, I shouldn't say new, but it's new to me. I've never been there. I'm really looking forward to it. So tonight, Rare Milwaukee, 6 to 7, many of these same stations. Pau Gasol going to be there. A lot more coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we're on the air. We're glad you are on board. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You have the blue check mark there. Follow us on Twitter @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. @RadioJoeSports. I want to remind you, our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association bring you this portion of the program, and let's get back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Joe, listening to us in West Bend. Joe, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hi, Bill. Just wanted to first mention a couple of years ago I saw you up in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that you were very gracious to myself, a couple of my friends, and then also some people that maybe were a little less fortunate than most people.
Right.
You were very great.
I thought you were talking about Vikings fans there for a minute.
No, I was not talking about them. They were actually from Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, but anyways, either way. So this transfer thing with the Hauser brothers, could this be more of maybe that Wojo is possibly going to be leaving the program here maybe in the next year or so, and maybe he just gave them a heads up, and maybe they decided, well, we don't want to possibly deal with another coach, and we're going to go ahead and cut ties and move on.
That's possible. I honestly don't know what the factor is in this.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, it's disconcerting when you're seeing some talent leave. Now, you know, it depends on what you believe, man. I mean, Hauser's father already put out a statement saying it's not Marcus Howard. And
yeah, so,
'cause the rumors are they don't get along. And he said, no, that's not it, and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so Mark Miller from the Wisconsin Yearbook and also writes for Wisports.net, Hauser's dad told Mark Miller that Marcus Howard is not the reason, and that he has heard that Michigan State and or Virginia are possible destinations for both brothers. So, I mean,
yeah,
this is
we'll wait and see.
This is really, really bad for the program.
Yeah,
really bad.
Not a good look for the program. Real quick, let's go to Adam listening to us in Eau Claire. Adam, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Hey, love the show. Just
thank you.
Want to say, last night was the first Bucks game we got to out there, and the Pfizer Forum is pretty awesome. But first off, the point you made about the series dragging out just doesn't make any sense, you know? I mean, these guys play every other night, so why don't they do it during the playoffs?
Right?
It's different if you're traveling, I get that. But, I mean, they play every other night in the NBA, so what does it matter?
I agree. I don't get it. It's all money. It comes down to their whole profession was 40 games and 40 nights for the NBA, and it just, who cares? Just play the damn games. You're still going to get your same amount of money. I mean, the NBA has now become more lucrative when it comes to overall money and value of franchises than Major League Baseball. You're the second biggest, baddest on the block now. Go ahead and take advantage of it. You don't have to worry about dragging this thing out.
Exactly. It's pretty sad. And I just want to make one last comment too. The guy sitting next to me brought up a good point about Giannis. If he gets an outside shot, his chances of getting injured drop dramatically, which is a good point.
Right.
I mean, the guy takes it to the hoop every single time. If he gets an outside shot, good luck.
Oh, I know.
So, thanks.
Yep. No, I completely agree with you, man. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Also, real quick, let's go to Skip listening to us in Hale's Corners, and we'll get into the locker room. Skip, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Hey, you did pretty good. Yeah, devastating day for Marquette basketball, okay? It's got to be one person. It has nothing to do with Marquise Howard. It's got to be the head coach, okay? They gave Sam Hauser and Marquise Howard the keys this year. They shot all they wanted. Why would you leave a top 10 team next year unless it's the head coach?
Right.
I mean, come on, this doesn't make any sense, and I think the Marquette Athletic Department needs to take a serious look at the program at this very second basketball team.
Yeah, I'm kind of appreciate the phone call. I'm kind of wondering what direction they're going to go. God knows we try to pay attention to Marquette basketball, and we try to pay attention to what Marquette has going on over there. This is one of those things where you kind of go, What's happening behind closed doors? Because the minute it was announced, I mean the minute it was announced, the rumors and innuendos began flying on Twitter. The minute it was announced. 855-830-8648. Inside that Bucks locker room, Giannis, big win yesterday. He chats about it.
I think we did a great job just setting the tone, playing hard, playing together. You know, Pistons is a really good team, but we did tonight, we set the tone, and that's why we were able to get a win tonight.
And in addition to that, he does not expect the refs, because there was some talk about, you know, him getting a little bit of a beatdown because the game became very physical. He doesn't think the refs are going to protect him at all.
As a team, we talked about it, to try to keep our composure. Whenever opening team tried to follow us hard or, you know, try to hit us or play dirty, we say we got to keep our composure. We got to do our job, and our job is to win games. Obviously, I'm not going to look from the, you know, the referees for protection. I just got to play smart and try to, you know, avoid those situations.
And they did a great job with that yesterday. And remember, coming down the lane, he took a hard foul from Thon. He talks about it.
Of course, it feels weird. Thon is my little brother. Knowing since he came to the league, we've been friends. But at the end of the day, I know he's a competitor. I know he's going to come out here and try to do whatever it takes to help his team win. That's what he did tonight. But at the end of the day, you know, when we go out there, both of us, we don't take nothing for granted. You know, being in the playoffs, you never know when you're going to be in the playoffs again. So I think both of us did a great job just playing hard and doing our job tonight and not seeing this game as to reunite our friendship.
You know, like he said, he's like my little brother. He's not out to hurt me or anything like that. I know fans were upset, but I really didn't think it. He didn't get him around the neck, and he didn't hit him in the body. He hit him in the arms, which just took Giannis down. But I thought it was a clean. It looked bad, but it was a clean foul. What Drummond did, that was obvious. Also, Giannis says he doesn't really remember anything from his first career visit to the playoffs, going back a ways.
First of all, I don't remember nothing from my first playoff series. I'm not going to lie to you. A few days ago, I was thinking about it, and I actually realized I don't remember nothing. But, of course, the teams are more physical, as you can see. A lot of fouls, more fouls. The pace is extremely more, you know, faster. But I don't know if they were ready for us. But I think we just tried to focus on ourselves. You know, we just tried to play with pace, try to rebound the ball, help Brook rebound the ball, and just run to our spots and try to make plays.
Also, Giannis, he talks about, Bud talks about Giannis and just what they have going on.
I mean, it's what we've been seeing from Giannis all year. So, you know, I think he's prepared himself. He's ready. And, you know, he expects a lot of himself. And, you know, he delivers a lot of times.
And he does, without a doubt. Bud talks about his team's depth as well.
Well, you know, we've talked all year about just taking what the defense gives you. And every night it can be somebody different. Every half it can be somebody different. You know, I think it's a huge positive for us that, you know, we can score at the rate we're scoring. And, you know, Chris may have a quiet half or Bled may have a quiet half. And there's always areas to improve. We can get better offensively. But, you know, I love it when I see a box score, when lots of guys are participating, lots of guys are, you know, having good games. And We're not totally dependent on just, you know, those top three guys, top four, top five guys. So we're getting it from a lot of different places.
They have been getting a great run from a lot of these guys, and the depth continues to kind of shine. He talks about the adjustments now, because this is going to be a game of adjustments. You know, Detroit's going to look at this thing and go, okay, beating on Giannis didn't work. He still got angry and got his, but we couldn't hit buckets. Their defense was better than ours. They were in transition. So now you got to make adjustments going into game two.
Well, we'll look at the film. You know, I always believe film sessions are the best place. It's where you can see where you need to improve and get better, see areas where they're, you know, they got some things done today. And can we get better and know that, you know, Blake Griffin may or may not play. It doesn't matter. We have to have the respect. We have to have the humility over the next couple of days and going into game two.
In addition to that, Chris Middleton impressed with how this team came out and played, not offensively, but more defensively.
I think it was great. I think we were physical without fouling. Blowing out the DHO as much as possible. Brooke did a great job contesting out the rim and rebounding and taking Andre Drummond off the glass. I think as a group, we all had each other's back. Everybody did their job on their man and their assignments. And then when rotations came to help out other guys, we were sharp with that. So I would definitely say so. It was great.
And in addition to that, he was asked, how do they, kind of roll over a win like this? And how can you keep that momentum and that ability going into game two?
Have practice tomorrow whenever we do, look at the film, get the adjustments that Bud wants to make, get our game plan and come back with the same mindset, attacking, being aggressive, starting with our defense, and then just play with pace.
Wisconsin Biofuels Association reminding you that there are ethanol plants in the state of Wisconsin that support Wisconsin workers and people who live here and breathe here and eat here and shop here and go to school here and pay taxes here. Same with the farmers in the state of Wisconsin. If you're going to head to the pump and you're going to look at it, whether it's a flex fuel or an unleaded 88, don't forget, you're supporting Wisconsin, you're supporting the hometown team, and that's, after all, what it is all about. Even when it starts to save you money and you kind of look at it and you kind of do the comparisons, even if it all ends up equal, don't you want to keep your money right here in the state of Wisconsin? Of course you do. Stop in any Quick Trip or Jets or anywhere around the state of Wisconsin that's got unleaded, the E85 or the unleaded 88, and grab that. Any car after 2001 can take the unleaded 88, and any car that says flex fuel on the back of it, you can take the E85. So don't forget, you're supporting the hometown team, you're supporting Wisconsin workers, and God knows we support the hometown team here on the Bill Michaels Show. Stay tuned! We got, by the way, for all the facts and information, go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. Who is the 25th? We got something to talk about when it comes to Milwaukee Brewers and that roster. More right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air and we are enjoying you. Hopefully you're enjoying us. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. Hey, we'll get into the 25th man on the Brewers roster, but the breaking news of the day coming out of Marquette, the Hauser brothers are leaving Marquette. They made the announcement a little bit earlier. They are leaving Marquette, both saying they thank the Marquette family and everything that's going on with it, but they're out of there, taking off. Also, I know it's not a sports story, but the big news coming out of the world of news, the Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire in Paris, and the pictures are horrible. The entire roof is engulfed in flames. If you've ever been there, that place is amazing. Just an amazing piece of architecture, and it is on fire and burning big time in Paris. So there you go. Sam and Joey Hauser transferring out of Marquette. Going elsewhere. Reports Virginia, Michigan State, so we'll see where they end up. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers, can they have some roster moving? Now, Yuli Chacin, as we know, last year specifically, he started out rather slow, although he's had a good outing, bad outing, that type of thing. But, they could be in need of some pitching before it's all said and done. Freddie Peralta going to the hill. We've seen Corbin Burns. Look, Corbin Burns threw well, except for long balls. Continues to give up the long ball. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be destined for this starting rotation if he continues to do that. He has quite a few options remaining. But he's going to get a few more shots, but he's going to be pitching again on, I believe, Wednesday. He's going to be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. And he doesn't get it together, he could be the first out of this thing. We talked about Patryshka last week possibly being the 25th man that could be on his way out the door. But Corbin Burns, he is throwing the ball at 95 miles an hour. The problem is, if you've watched him, I watched him again in that game against L.A., you're talking belt-high fastballs, man. You're not going to get rid of major league hitters with belt-high fastballs that are out over the plate. He is not hitting his spots. He's not keeping the ball low. And just watch Yasmani Grandal behind the plate and look where he has the glove and look as opposed to where the ball's being struck. He is throwing BBs, man. He's got to figure something out and got to get better control, or he's not going to be long for this world when it comes to being a major league pitcher. I don't care if you throw 110 miles an hour. It doesn't matter. Eventually, major league hitters are going to catch up to you. And that's what they're doing with Corbin Burns. First time through the lineup, man, they're starting to yank this guy. And then second and third time, good night, sweet prince. So if I had to say, Joe, that you've got a guy that's on the ropes right now, another start or two before he could be possibly sent away, Corbin Burns might be that guy.
Yeah, but who's the 25th man right now?
That would be my 25th man. And after that, I'm thinking if they look and start to say, okay, we don't have enough starting pitching to get it done, they may go in the direction of getting a starting pitcher. I can see a deal being made or maybe a pickup being made, something. But they're going to need starting pitching. And we've been talking about this for a while.
I'm not freaking out about Corbin Burns. I'm not freaking out about Freddie Peralta. I'm not freaking out about Brandon Woodruff. This is some of the growing pains that you got to deal with these younger guys. I do not put any one of them as the 25th man. I still put Jake Patryshka as the 25th man.
Patryshka would be my second choice.
But there will be a point, if some of these guys don't get it together down the road here, and that includes offensive hitters too, because mm-hmm. we haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, the offense hasn't been great. Then, it's been good, I mean, for the top, but the bottom has not been good.
Then I feel like the argument will be much stronger, but Jake Patryshka to me is still the 25th man on this roster.
Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. Another hour yet to go. We're going to talk with our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Emig, hear from Tiger Woods, Tim Allen, a lot more. The Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.